Good morning, White Way radio audiences. This is indeed my great honor and a privilege to share with you about my understanding of the heart of the Nembutsu teaching. One of the beautiful Japanese words which our parents, grandparents often used, arigatai, which translates in English as truly appreciated or so thankfulness. When do we have feeling of this particular word or be truly appreciate? I talked with one of the temple members about these typical Japanese words, and she said, "Sensei, when I was young, I didn't have any feeling of arigatai because we are very poor and discriminated by other ethnicities, and we work long hours of labor under the hot sun. The only thing we could have done was gaman, which is to be patient. But today, because of those days of hardship, especially since I had to walk to and from school and the sugar mill every day, and we all didn't have rich and oily foods, I am able to keep a good health condition." And she is continuing to say, "When I see the people who are about my age and having several problems with their health, I truly feel arigatai for my good health. I truly appreciate my parents who brought me here in good health. But you know, Sensei, I had never felt this kind of gratitude and appreciation until now. Sensei, life is truly interesting, isn't it? Now more so, because when I visited my old friends at the hospital, I really feel that I am so grateful for my good health. Arigatai, arigatai." I agreed. When I was a teenager, I played baseball, and even if I had heavy and hard practices, when I would go home and take furo, which is bathing, and had enough sleep, amazingly, I was able to recover and able to have heavy and hard baseball practices without feeling of tired. However, at that time, I had never felt or expressed my gratitude and appreciation to my parents, my good health, my ball players, and the coaches. Instead of saying arigato to other ball players, I had monku, complaints to others about coaches and his ways of the practices and so on. However, when I became old and still in good health, I looked back my young time and realized that those hard practices made my body strong and healthy, and I feel the sense of great appreciation. One of my friends expressed his gratitude to the things which surrounded him in his daily life. Whatever he wears his underwears, he says arigatou to his underwear, and when he finishes his using the bathroom, again expresses his gratitude to the bathroom, and so on. Years later, without knowing, he was able to express his true feeling of gratitude and appreciation to the things which surround him. Of course, as a minister, he recited Nembutsu all the time, but also the word of arigatai floated from his mouth naturally. Through hearing the Nembutsu, and the great wisdom and the spiritual voices of Amida Buddha. Without knowing, we are able to aware and realize that all of the things which surrounds us are the precious gift by Amida Buddha. And we are able to accept things as a positive way in our lives. Even if someone had a severe accident, the person may feel and say that I am glad that my life was saved. In the epilogue of Tannisho, Yuyenbo, the author of Tannisho, states that the master Shinran Shonin used to say, when I carefully consider the vow which Amida Buddha brought forth after five kalpas contemplation, I find that it was solely for me, Shinran alone. I interpreted this statement as it can be for each one of us too. Through hearing of the Nembutsu, it is for me and for you to open the eyes of our inner heart, and for us to realize that all the things which we had or have or will have is Amida Buddha's great wishes, that for us to be born into the pure land of Amida and to become a Buddha. If these are the truth, what kinds of words come out from our mouth? I think, arigatai, arigatai, arigatai. I am truly appreciated. Nammandav, nammandav, nammandav. Even if I hear these special words and appreciate Amida Buddha, I am forgetting it all after a few seconds. But Amida Buddha is endlessly approaching me, approaching you, and calling us with his infinite light and life. Listening to the Buddha Dharma is for us to open our eyes, the eyes of our inner heart, and realize Amida Buddha's great wisdom and the compassionate vows are always reaching into our heart and giving us a warm feeling of peace and tranquility. No matter if we see him or not, Amida Buddha is always watching over each one of us and giving us his infinite wisdom and a compassionate heart. Arigatai, arigatai, Namo Amida Butsu. We say Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, from bottom of our hearts, with a great mind of gratitude and appreciation. May we all continue to listen to the Buddha Dharma and receive Amida Buddha's great blessing in our precious life. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Arigatai, true mind of gratitude floating our mouth to express our true gratitude for Amida Buddha's great wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.